And I'd like now to welcome Diana Delling. She is with the Lenzik Center for Performing Arts. She is with us here many Fridays speaking of the arts. Welcome.
Good morning. Welcome back to you, too.
Thank you.
Glad to have you back in town.
I was away, and it is very nice to be back. I want to send big thanks and kudos out to the wonderful Hollis Walker, who sat in for me for the 2 weeks that I was gone.
Did a great job.
Yep, absolutely. So, it's, let's see, has the year gotten off to a bit of a slow start, or what are we looking at?
I don't know. It's going by quickly to me. It's going by very quickly. At the Lenzik, we've been a little bit slow, and I'll tell you why. We've been closed for the first 2 weeks of the year. We're reopened now, but the stage was dark for 2 weeks while we went through some annual maintenance. So the theater is all clean and new, and everything's in great working order so that we can begin to present great events again. We had a Hot Sardines concert this week that was really popular. I don't know if you happen to make that.
Hot Sardines, tell us more about them.
That one's over, so I'll just say it was great, and they were from New York, and they're jazz, and they're fun. But this weekend, what we have is the Santa Fe Pro Musica's Classical Weekend Orchestra. We might have just heard a spot for that. It's, of course, our wonderful Santa Fe Pro Musica Chamber Orchestra playing with the Swedish pianist Per Tengstrand, and I've heard them rehearsing in the Lenzik yesterday, and it's gorgeous, gorgeous music. He's a fantastic pianist. They will be playing works by Mozart, Stravinsky, and more. That is both days, Saturday and Sunday afternoons, Saturday at 4, Sunday at 3 at the Lenzik.
Excellent. And we're going to do a ticket giveaway in a little bit. I want to make sure that we have... somebody in the control room, are we ready to do a ticket giveaway? All right. The rock band Big Head Todd and the Monsters will be at the Lenzik on Tuesday of next week at 7:30. And the second person to call KSFR at 428-1382 can win a pair of tickets. And as we always say, please don't call if you can't go. And please do call if you can go. 428-1382.
That's Tuesday night at 7:30. On Wednesday at the Lenzik, we've got yet another great event. The Landon Foundation is bringing their Readings and Conversation series to the Lenzik with writer Karen Russell, who wrote Swamplandia, talking with Porochista Kapoor, who wrote Suns and Other Flammable Objects. So we've got two fantastic writers talking about writing in their works, and every Landon event I've ever been to has been really interesting and enlightening, so I hope to go to that one, and I hope to see many people there, too.
Excellent. And the internet connection is a little slow today, so we're looking up what's going on at the CCA, but there's some films there I want to talk about. Go ahead.
I will wind up with the last Lenzik thing of the week, which is next Saturday, is the Met Live in HD opera will be broadcast live from New York. It is Le Comte de Hoffmann. It's Offenbach's masterpiece with Vittorio Grigolo in the lead. It starts at 11 a.m. at the Lenzik, and that's, of course, broadcast live in HD from the Met in New York. It will have an encore that evening at 6, so that's not live, but you can see the same wonderful opera again. For tickets to all these Lenzik events, as always, you can call Tickets Santa Fe at 988-1234 or visit our website at ticketsantafe.org.
At the Lenzik, there's a couple of great films that are ongoing there, and just to remind people, the film Boyhood is an Oscar nominee. It was nominated for Best Film, Best Director, Best Supporting Actress, Best Supporting Actor, Best Editing, and Best Original Screenplay.
Did you see that one? It's fantastic.
I did.
And this is at the CCA.
This is the CCA.
Yeah.
And I loved it. It was a film that did something that I don't think I've ever seen before. I don't know that it's ever been done before, which is a narrative film, a fictional film, made over the course of, I think, 12 years, like K through 12 in a young man's life,
exactly.
In a boy's life who turns into a young man, with all the same actors. And so you have this family, and it kind of stars the boy. But I have to say, his sister is a really interesting person and character in the film.
You probably know that she's Richard Linklater's daughter.
And that's the director of the film, and his daughter plays the sister. And that is ongoing at the CCA. And another ongoing film is called Dying to Know, Ram Dass and Timothy Leary. And that is by a Santa Fean, Gay Dillingham, who made this movie about these two Harvard professors who did not stay Harvard professors forever. One of them, well, both of them, were pioneers in the explorations of psychedelic drugs, especially LSD, and the whole kind of revolution in consciousness and what was happening at that time in the 60s and 70s. And the two of them were very different people and went very different directions and were very close friends. And I didn't really, I mean, I'd heard of them both, knew their work, but didn't really know their friendship. And it's a beautiful portrait of a friendship by a Santa Fe filmmaker. It's really awesome.
I've heard it's great.
And then a film called The Homesman, which is only going through next week. And it's directed by Tommy Lee Jones. And it's an adaptation of a novel about a, as they say, stalwart, sensitive prairie spinster.
Have who doesn't like one of those? No, I haven't. It screened at the Lensic once during the Santa Fe Independent Film Festival. There was like a preview or initial screening, but I hear it's very good.
Yeah, Hilary Swank is in it, and Tommy Lee Jones, and definitely worth seeing. And then, of course, Citizen Four by Laura Poitras, who is an amazing filmmaker. We've had her on the air over the years a number of times. And it's about whistleblowers. Specifically, of course, Edward Snowden. So another one worth seeing. And then the film, She's Beautiful When She's Angry. Have you heard about this?
No, I haven't.
This is the women's movement in the 1960s. And it's all about the movements for things that we take for granted now. Actually, we don't take them for granted. I'm looking at the list.
Some do.
Equal pay, we don't have that. Right to child care, we don't have that. Sexual freedom, we have more of that than we used to. Anyway, lots of good films happening at the CCA. And this Sunday, the Santa Fe Jewish Film Festival. And the film this time is The D-Book, which is a heart-wrenching tale of betrayed love and greed set in 19th century Shtetl, a small Jewish town, in the Pale of Settlement. And I have not seen this film, but it's on Sunday. There's a pre-film talk with coffee at 10:30. The film screens at 11, and then at 1 there is, if you want to stay, a post-film discussion and brown bag lunch.
And I read a little about that one, and apparently a D-book is a wandering evil spirit in Yiddish. So I think it's going to be it was inspired by a folk legend, and it'll have a lot of magic and mysticism involved in that storyline.
And that's a great film festival. So
I think so, too.
Yeah, check it out and support the CCA, the Jewish Film Festival, and your local cinemas.
New Mexico School for the Arts is having their Winter Dances presentation at the James A. Little Theater. It starts tonight. It'll be tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. And what they'll be doing is this is the fifth year they've done it. It's students from the school who are so talented, and they're doing several pieces, including pieces choreographed by Meredith Monk, postmodern dance pioneer Simone Forti, Clash, which was choreographed by the NMSA department chair Adam McKinney, and A Trick of Light, which is a contemporary work by Las Cruces native Joshua Pugh. And that was, it's staged by the LA-based contemporary dance company Body Traffic, who came to the Lensic this summer and did some workshops over at the New Mexico School for the Arts and worked with the kids. There's also the last piece performed will be Not Another Nutcracker, which is a mixture of classical ballet and contemporary choreography set to Tchaikovsky and Ellington, Duke Ellington.
Nice.
So, sounds great, and they're always so amazing to see the kids perform.
Yeah, very much so. Let's see. There is an event this coming week, Monday, January 25th. It's free, and it's the New Mexico Women in Film 10-year anniversary kickoff. And the special guest is marketing and branding specialist Robin Roffer, who is terrific. And this is in Albuquerque. Okay, it's at West Enterprises in Albuquerque, and for more information, you can go to the website, the New Mexico Women in Film website, which is nmwif.com.
Here's a cool thing to do at lunchtime if you're downtown. On Wednesday, the 28th, from 12:30 to 12:45, just 15 minutes, over at the O'Keeffe Museum, someone from the curatorial department talks about a piece. So they select a painting in the collection, and they talk about it, and they give you background on it. It's just 15 minutes. I believe it's free. You don't need a reservation. You just come on over to the O'Keeffe Museum, which, of course, is on Johnson Street, and learn a little bit about some of the great paintings done by New Mexico's own Georgia O'Keeffe during your lunch hour.
Excellent. And
We have more. We have the winter lecture series at the New Mexico Museum of Art. This one is January 28th from 6 to 7:30. There'll be a free lecture on the history of New Mexico, and the topic this time around is Caves, Cribs, and Cat Houses: How Frontier Prostitution Helped Shape the West. It's the first of a three-part lecture series, and I'm pretty curious about how frontier prostitution shaped the West. It's presented by Laura Gonzalez Meredith. For more information, you can call 476-5068.
Now, here's something that's happening this weekend at St. John's College. Tomorrow at 2:30 at the St. John's Senior Common Room in the Peterson Student Center upstairs is a presentation by Peter Pesek, who is a long-term St. John's thinker, writer, musician, author, and with the MIT Press, he has published a book called Music and the Making of Modern Science. He will read from that book and talk about it, and talk about music's formative effect on the development of science. And there will be a book signing after that. I'm going to be there. I'm hoping to get him on the air to talk about that book. The connections between music and science are something that hard to know where to start, and he will lead us down that path. So, St. John's College tomorrow at 2:30.
We've been getting a lot more comedy in Santa Fe lately, and one of the places that is bringing it in is Skylight. Is it a lounge? It's the performance space, entertainment and bar at San Francisco Street, 139 San Francisco Street. Well, this on Sunday, they'll be hosting a comic named Helen Hong. She does stand-up comedy. She's been on TV shows, and she is trying to kind of change the stereotype of the nice, quiet, cute little Asian girl, as she says, by getting a little bit more edgy than you might expect, and entertaining us with comedy. So that is at Skylight, Sunday the 25th at 7 p.m., they always have some good comedy going on there, so check it out. And you can get more information by calling 982-0775.
And that is produced by the fabulous Maxwell Lucas, who is one of our friends here on the Radio Cafe and on KSFR, and is himself a kind of budding comedian and very funny and a good producer. And it's so interesting to see what homegrown comedy looks like. I went to the last couple of those performances, and there's always somebody from out of town. There was a terrific guy who was from both Georgia and Los Angeles last time.
I went
time.
To this too.
Oh, were you there?
Yeah.
Oh.
I didn't see you there, but wasn't that guy great?
He was really, really funny. And then there's always somebody who is so unfunny that if you had Rotten Tomatoes, you would throw them. And then there's a lot of people who are kind of learning their craft. It's an interesting thing
to see.
And
you might see people you know going up there for their first time trying it out. I think there's another one of those at Skylight this January 30th or 31st. So check the Skylight calendar, and I think Max will be there.
Excellent. Yeah, because he's been emceeing it. What is happening over at the screen? Let's take a look at that. Now showing, there's a film called Winter Sleep, which is about a character named Aiden, who's a former actor running a small hotel in central Anatolia. And when the winter snow begins to fall, the hotel turns into a shelter. Anyway,
is this sounding a little bit like The Shining? But I don't think it is.
I don't think it is. It's the official Turkish submission to the Academy
okay, it's
Awards.
Not. I don't think it is at all.
But that looks like an interesting movie. You know what? I always, like, I don't do this as much as I would like to, but one of the things that I used to do more is choose some foreign film in a language that I've never even really heard before. And they always have, you know, good subtitles. And you go, you just go watch the movie. And it's always good.
takes a little more concentration, but it's worth it usually just to follow along.
Because, I mean, there's a world of filmmaking out there that that's very different from American filmmaking. It does not have the same techniques or concepts or spirit or feeling as American filmmaking. And it's really worth seeing.
And we're lucky enough that we have venues in Santa Fe that bring those in all the time, the CCA and the Screen. And I always say, if you don't know what to check out in that area, just check out the Oscar list. The Academy Award nominees almost always come through town, and in the foreign film category, you're going to see something good.
Yeah, very, very good. And there's another film there. I haven't seen any of these, but this one is called The Girl and Death from acclaimed director Joss Stelling, who made a number of movies, including The Illusionist and The Flying Dutchman. And this is a story about impossible love between Nikolai and the courtesan Elise. And it's a courtship that is obstructed by materialism, wealth, and the threat of death in post-World War II Russia.
Tonight there's a celebration of films that have been made in New Mexico. It's out in El Dorado. It's called Made in Santa Fe, so specifically Santa Fe. Made in Santa Fe is a special screening and talk at the El Dorado Vista Grande Library. It's tonight from 6:45 to 8:30, and they will be showing 15 clips from movies that have been filmed in or around Santa Fe since 1936. They're just short clips, a couple, 2 to 5 minutes long, and Santa Fe, New Mexicans, film historian and El Dorado resident Jeff Berg will be hosting and giving some live narration and talking about the films and giving some history. It sounds fun, and it is at the El Dorado Vista Grande Library. For more information, who can we call? You can call the Vista Grande Library, who I'm sure are listed, and they have a website. And I'm sorry I don't have the exact phone number for you. While we're talking movies, can I give a little shout-out to a couple of things coming up at the Lensic in February in the movie realm?
Yay!
We're having 2 weekends of big-screen classic films, so that's when we bring back classic films, show them on the big screen. The Lensic kind of reverts to the old-time movie house it used to be, and the tickets are very affordable. The first weekend is February 6th and 7th. We'll be showing Cinema Paradiso on Friday night, and My Favorite Year on Saturday night, which I have not seen, but it looks stupendous. It's supposed to be really good. It's got 100% rating on Rotten Tomatoes, which is a rare thing, and it's from the 80s. Then on Valentine's Day weekend, we're doing another classic film weekend in 35mm. That will feature the film Sabrina on Friday night and another Valentine's special rom-com. It Happened One Night with Clark Gable and Claudette Colbert on Saturday the 14th of February. And I'll just add that the Sabrina on the 13th is the original with Humphrey Bogart and Audrey Hepburn.
Very nice. You can't go wrong with either Humphrey Bogart
or
Audrey Hepburn. And you put the two of them together and you're going to have a good night.
I know it. I agree.
And I have to say, I'm one of these people who I finally, after many years, got, I don't think it quite qualifies as a large screen, but it's a sort of not tiny screen television. And I have to say, you can stay home and watch that thing instead of going out, which is not good, because when you go out and actually see an Audrey Hepburn movie or whatever on a huge screen, it is so satisfying, and you're there with a whole bunch of people who are also enjoying it the same way you are, and it's just...
Agreed. You forget,
so
don't you? I forget.
Yeah.
And people laugh. I saw Moonstruck at the Lensic in one of those situations, and I've seen it 100 times, but when you go see it and everyone's laughing at the same time, you laugh. It's a different experience.
So this weekend in Collected Works Bookstore, Journey Santa Fe, which does a presentation every Sunday morning. They do a great job. It's every Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. This week, Forbes magazine columnist Kate Stalter is going to be talking about making better money decisions in 2014. And the moderator will be KSFR News Director Zaylee Pollan.
Zaylee.
Yay. So 202 Galisteo, or on the corner of Galisteo and Water Street here in Santa Fe. And also on Sunday at 3 o'clock, David Grant Noble will be talking about his new book called Living the Ancient Southwest. And we had him on a couple of days ago talking about his book, which is really a lovely and interesting book. It's a bunch of different archaeologists who have come together, who he brought together and edited this volume, who were talking about how people lived in the Southwest, what they ate, what they did all day, what they hunted, what their houses were like, what their lives were like, what their music was like. There's an extraordinary chapter on songs and the relationship between song and geography in the Southwest. So for those people, and one of the things that I've been thinking about is, this is my 25th anniversary of having this year of having moved to Santa Fe.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And being here for a quarter century, it's amazing how even if you've lived here, and indeed even if you are born here, there's a lot of things that you don't know about your own place, especially its ancient history.
I agree. I don't have a great segue. This is not related to history, but it's poetry. There's a poetry reading at Opposite Books, which is in the Sambusco Center in Montezuma. That is Saturday, tomorrow at 1:30. There'll be readings by Jules Nyquist, John Roque, and Stuart Warren, as well as open mic readings. You can check it out at Opposite Books, and they have poetry and other reading events regularly. It's such a great addition to our bookstore scene.
Very much so. They are terrific, and a young person I know, high school student, said, "Oh yeah, I was in Opposite Books the other day."
Opposite Books.
But Opposite is terrific, and of course there's Garcia Street Books and Collected Works Bookstore, and Collected Works Bookstore also has fabulous coffee and tea offerings.
They do, and nice baristas to talk to you. I love all our bookstores. There's an opening for a play by the students at New Mexico School for the Arts, this time the theater department. They'll be opening their play Radium Girls. Opening night is Thursday at the James A. Little Theater. I have a little information on that.
Next Thursday of next week?
Yeah, okay. Thursday the 29th.
Okay.
It is directed by Deborah Potter and Joey Chavez, and it's inspired by a true story. It follows the popularity of radium as a medical and industrial product, which used to be used in so many ways, on the faces of watches, for example, to make them glow in the dark. So it was very popular, a cool glowing thing to use in your products, until the workers painting all the products began to fall ill from a mysterious disease. This play traces the efforts of Grace Fryer, a 1920s wristwatch dial painter, as she fights for her day in court. This opens on January 29th. It runs through the 31st. So that's all next weekend at the James A. Little Theater. For more information, you can go to nmschoolforthearts.org.
And starting, actually, last night, it opened last night, and it runs for this weekend and next weekend only, a production of the play Mariella in the Desert, and that is directed by Elena Warren Zachary, and stars Catherine Donovan, Nicholas Ballas, Kathy Collins, Roxanne Tapia, Jonathan Harrell, and Sky Franklin. And I read the play, haven't seen it yet. Elena is a terrific director. The others are very good actors. And it's at Teatro Paraguas. And for those of you who haven't been there, it's a very small, intimate studio type of theater. And it is at 3205 Calle Marie in Santa Fe. And it's off, what is the road that Richards Avenue that Home Depot is on?
Lynch Road, maybe? I don't know. Henry Lynch is back there somewhere.
Anyway, it's
by Home Depot and Siler Road. It's in that area.
Yeah, if you go down Cerrillos toward Albuquerque and you turn right at Home Depot and you go a little further, you will find Calle Marie, and that's where Teatro Paraguas is, and they're at teatroparaguas.org. And definitely check it out if you want to go see some theater this weekend or next weekend. It's Thursdays through Saturdays at 7:30 and Sundays at 2.
I bet you've had Ben Swan on talking about this recently, but just a reminder that over at the Santa Fe Humane Society, you can adopt any dog 20 pounds or over in January for just $15. So you can get a fantastic friend, help a pet in need, and get a huge discount, only $15 for a dog adoption. They have so many wonderful dogs, adorable dogs, kind dogs, fun dogs waiting for adoption. For more information on their programs and to check out the lineup of cute pets waiting for you, you can go to sfhumanesociety.org.
And I got my little dog there, who is now almost 6 months old, and I went in there and didn't mean to adopt a puppy, but adopted
Shoot,
a puppy.
Shoot, it just happened.
It just happened all by itself. And it was funny because the people who were working there were taking bets on how big she was going to get. And some people said, oh, she's going to be a 15-pound dog. And they were like, no, she's going to be a 45-pound dog.
That's quite a range.
I know.
You don't know what you were getting. How big is she now?
She's small. She's almost 6 months, and she hasn't grown past the size of my 17-pound dog. So I think she's... Whoever said she was going to be a small dog is going to be cashing in.
You're right. They took their bets.
What else?
It's
just about time to go, but...
No, but Jules Works Follies, that's always fun.
Oh, yes!
At the Jean Cocteau, that's Monday, three nights from now. It's the local variety show with comedy and skits and all kinds of things. It's its 34th performance, I see, at the Jean Cocteau at 7 p.m. Jules Works Follies. You can get more info at jeancocteaucinema.com.
And a couple of other things are happening. Let's see. Today, at the Jean Cocteau Cinema, at 4 o'clock, there's a film called Predestination. At 1 o'clock and 8:20, there's West Side Story.
The original? The film?
The film.
Nice.
The film. Yay. And at 6:20, I'm just reading what they give me. It's called Free the Nipple.
Just reading what they give us.
I don't know what it's about, ladies and gentlemen. But it's just about time to go. If you have a listing that you would like me to read, please send it to radiocafe@ksfr.org. And you can... The best thing is to send it a couple of days before the Friday that you would like me to read it. A lot of people who are very diligent PR people send things 3, 4, 5 weeks in advance, and then it gets lost for the purposes of this, not for newspapers who need them far in advance. But anyway, radiocafe@ksfr.org. Anna Delling is with us many Fridays speaking of the arts. She's with the Lenzick Center for Performing Arts. Thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thanks for having me, and have a great week. Weekend.
Have a great weekend. Let's hope for a little more snow and drive carefully in the snow. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We are streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dot Foil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafemc. And my email is radiocafe@ksfr.org. We're on Twitter @radiocafemc. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's fabulous award-winning news team. After that, jazz. KSFR is Santa Fe's only public radio station. Hasta la vista.
Bye-bye.
Woof.